The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Homeowners, why throw away hundreds of dollars every month to the electric company when you can save thousands of dollars over time with a solar energy system? Green Solar Technologies is proud to be a platinum installer for Solar World, the country's top-selling manufacturer of American-made solar panels. Call 800-519-2170 for a free estimate and take advantage of tax credits, grants, and rebates which won't last forever. Stop paying high energy bills and start saving money by calling 800-519-2170. 800-519-2170.
A group of witches and warlocks to cast a binding spell to abate President Trump.
You know, we were so successful.
They've done this before, Tom.
Oh, they have.
Yeah, there's a group of witches out there. We were really successful.
Mm-hmm. We were. We really were. So there's witchcraft going towards
you got to try anything at this point, I guess they feel, you know, something like that.
Well, Hillary couldn't help it. Hillary. send the main. What is the head witch called?
Hillary, you just said it. Hey, Hillary. You answered your own question.
It's Greek for head witch. I think
there it is. The group calls itself Bind Trump. It has more than 2,000 members. Last Wednesday, I think it was, to take part or coincide with the crescent moon, they went ahead and had their ceremony. It's a binding ceremony. They posted a bunch of pictures and videos of their anti-Trump rituals.
I wonder what that involves.
How did it go?
I don't know. We'll see. Has he been tweeting a lot over the weekend or anything like that?
He did make some tweets and they did not make any sense.
I wonder if that's what was happening the night of the Covfefe.
Covfefe.
Oh. If he was in the middle of it, he was like, I'm getting ready to say something stupid, Covfefe. And it just kind of...
The witchcraft got to him.
I think that's maybe it may have worked, you know, something like that.
They put him
like
to sleep, but the wrong kind of sleep.
Yeah.
Participants were instructed to gather a number of components to aid them in their efforts, including a tower tarot card. You know, the tarot cards.
Oh, I love those cards.
Mm-hmm. An unflattering picture of Trump. And by that, they mean...
All of them?
A picture of Trump.
Yeah. Even his presidential picture.
I was going to say,
even, unflattering.
Even going back to the 80s, are there any that you'd go, wow, that's a good picture?
Maybe the one with him laying next to the tiger. Or the one him laying with the... oh my God, what's that called?
What do you think?
The bathrobe.
Oh, the bathrobe. The bathrobe ones. That's right. So together, the tarot card, the unflattering picture, candles, a small bowl of water.
Okay, hold on. You forgot something, but it's a tiny stub of an orange candle.
You got to get the ingredients right. Sorry, I'm not a level 7
like
witch.
I am, yes.
Is witch and warlock, are those interchangeable? I always thought it was male versus female.
No. Witch, warlock is whatever you feel that day.
Oh, okay. All right, very good.
It's 2017.
All right. A small bowl of water, which represents elemental water.
Elemental?
That's what it says in the list, but...
Sorry.
Is that coming in a bottle?
The mint.
It's new elemental water.
It's not black water.
It's not black water. So, a small bowl of water which represents water. That's not represents, that just
it's
is water.
Water.
So I was like, okay. An ashtray or dish of sand... And is that when you burn the picture? Is that what that is, Chris? And then you put it out in the ashtray, you're saying? Mm-hmm. But what's the feather for?
The feather is because it represents the air. You have to have all elements represented.
Earth, wind, and fire.
Yeah, because you have...
That's right.
Yeah, because you have...
That's it. It's like earth, wind, and fire.
How do you remember?
Because you have the white candle that represents the fire. You got the small wall that represents the water.
Right.
And a bowl of salt that represents the earth. And the feather represents the air.
Okay.
You got to get them all covered in there.
Okay. So then the way I understand it, correct me if I'm wrong, the witches were instructed to call on spirits and demons of the infernal realm is that Congress?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
That's asking
535 members of...
We're calling on those demons of the infernal realm to bind him with their checks and balances, the separation of powers. I think that's what it is.
You know, what you do is, you know, I don't want to put too much into it, but you write Donald J. Trump on the little orange candle that you got. And you pin it with a nail. You know, you make it with like a nice nail.
Oh, okay. You write on it.
And then you arrange everything in a circle around in front of you. Then
this is how it all lays out before you start the chanting.
Before you start the chanting.
Okay.
You know, you say a prayer for protection. And we usually read the Psalm 23rd.
Okay, see, that's you're doing it wrong.
Are you sure?
Yes, because you're reading the Bible as part of your witchcraft ceremony, you're doing it wrong.
But I want to be protected from all the evil, so I have to read Psalm 23.
You're taking part in evil. See, if you read a little bit more of the Bible, it'll tell you, you shouldn't do these things. It'll tell you this is evil. So you're saying, Lord, please protect me from this evil that I am taking part in, as you warn in other parts of your book.
Well, it is very common. It is very common in hoodoo and conjuring and root work traditions.
Hoodoo?
Yeah. Hoodoo. Not voodoo. Not to be confused with voodoo.
Oh, I thought you were just, Puerto Rican in it up there a little bit.
Voodoo. Not to be confused.
Okay. Those are separate. I didn't realize that. Yeah. Okay, so they call on the demons of the infernal realm to prevent him from doing harm to humans, trees, animals, and rocks.
Yeah, the rock people. You
can do harm to rocks.
You can do harm to rocks. You can make them into tiny rocks or something
sand.
Like that.
Yeah, maybe sand. Yeah.
So does that cover everything?
Yes.
Humans, trees, animals, rocks.
Yes.
What about like oil and...
That's part of rocks.
Is that part of rocks? Yeah. Is that what they think? And then they condemn all who enable Trump's wickedness and ask demons to strike down their towers of vanity.
Yes.
What is striking down their tower of vanity? Do we even know what that means?
Yeah, all those hate speech.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, yeah.
At the conclusion of the ceremony, they said they were instructed to ground themselves by having a good hearty laugh, jumping up and down, clapping your hands, stomping your feet, and having a bite to eat.
Snacks are important.
They are, because you get really worn out, Tom,
when
you have that stuff.
Yeah, you do.
A day of the witchcraft, you got to keep your energy up, right?
Absolutely.
They say grounding is very important. So grounding is having a good laugh, jumping up and down, clapping your hands, stomping your feet.
Yes.
And don't neglect it. He hates people laughing at him, they said. That's part of it. So.
Pretty soon they're going to break out into the hokey pokey.
You put your left hand in.
That's right. And what if that's what it's all about?
It might be. It might really be
about
that.
That's the whole
thing. Wow. So we'll have to see. The last one, I don't think it had that much effect.
Only the Covfefe effect.
Unless Covfefe was part of it.
I think we could give him that.
You think you're going to give him that?
Okay. We had a good laugh.
Okay. All right. You might be right.
Good for us.
So maybe you just need more of it then?
Yes, more Covfefe.
With a capital C.
I mean, more of the ceremonies and the witchcraft and whatnot. See, I thought they did this at the full moon, but they were doing it at the waning crescent moon. Can you do it at any moon? Do moons have more power?
It has more power. Like we know, a crescent moon is at the peak of its power.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. And one thing I don't, if you guys are going to participate with me, because I'm going to do this on Saturday.
Yeah, because we're all going to participate with you. Yeah. Sure.
Just remind me that I have to bury the orange candle stub at the crossroads or in running water. That's really, really important.
At which crossroads?
It doesn't matter what crossroads.
As long as it's a crossroads.
At a crossroads. Or if we don't have any crossroads, we could bury it in running water.
Okay, so like a creek or something like that?
Yeah.
Homeowners, why throw away hundreds of dollars every month to the electric company when you can save thousands of dollars over time with a solar energy system? Green Solar Technologies is proud to be a platinum installer for Solar World, the country's top-selling manufacturer of American-made solar panels. Call 800-519-2170 for a free estimate and take advantage of tax credits, grants, and rebates which won't last forever. Stop paying high energy bills and start saving money by calling 800-519-2170. 800-519-2170.